Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Penelope Noir, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fashion ruling the nation again. See, as you walk down the street, people in clothes. Yep. Hey, see them when you're out and about, people wearing clothes.
I'm so glad people wear clothes.
Yes, same.
So much better than not wearing clothes. So,
like a deep Papua New Guinea tribesman just wearing a gourd or something like that. I know, it's strokes some folks, you know.
Okay, so today I'm going to talk about feminism in fashion and whether, you know, there's been some recent shows where there have been some feminist slogans bandied about and that sort of thing.
On the clothes or in the crowd?
On placards.
On placards, like, you know, as in protesting?
As in protesting.
What sort of slogans?
Well, we can go back to 2014 when Karl Lagerfeld had a show, and his slogans were things like, ladies first, history is her story.
Oh, so they're like planted slogans?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant those, like, protesting slogans.
No. So they're like
chicks too skinny, stuff like that. No.
Well, interestingly enough, Karl Lagerfeld kind of said when the kind of zero size models kind of thing came about and people were like very upset about it, which they should be, he said it was all just the whinings of fat mummies with bags of crisps.
Carl.
Yeah. And so he kind of like likes to make out that he's a bit of a joker and that sort of thing. So then he goes and does
Karl Lagerfeld, bit of a joker.
He goes and does a show with that's kind of set in the street, and
doesn't try and make out he's a bit of a joker.
Well, he says he is.
It's a ponce, man.
He's got a very attractive looking cat.
He's got a cool little grey ponytail, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm heading that way.
So he had this amazing show that was kind of a lot about masculine tailoring and that sort of thing, but also
masculine tailoring.
Yes, and also had the the models were carrying these placards, and it was about feminism and that sort of thing. And my question is, like, is he taking it seriously?
That sounds a bit weird to me. I'm painting the picture in my mind. Sounds a bit like the Kylie Jenner Pepsi ads. It's just like, yeah, revolution, woo!
Yeah. So recently at New Zealand Fashion Week, World did the same thing.
Oh.
So they had the Protest the World show, and they had slogans like feminist as F, breakfast radio. Yep. You can never be overdressed or overeducated, fancy baubles for the rich, I'm married to an immigrant, white. And they also had a lot of predominantly white models in jackets with Ghetto and Tupac on them. And I'm like reading this off an article that was written by Michelle Duff on Stuff, which is called Protest Props and Shallow Slogans, The Problem with Activist Chic.
Yeah.
So she questions whether taking the aesthetics of civil rights movements and using them to sell clothes is right, or does focusing on the transgressive elements of marginalised groups ignore the harsher lived realities of people who experience sexism and racism? So
rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And what did she conclude?
She kind of just is kind of sitting on the fence, asking the reader to kind of come to a conclusion.
Because I believe you can look at it two ways. You can look at it like it's the attempt by the fashion retailer to try and become more edgy and more, you know, and more sort of relevant and you know, have a bit of a uniqueness to them.
Yeah,
which is what fashion is all about, really, isn't it? And then, or is it the label trying to just going for what they think that their shallow, trying to be edgy crowd want, you know? Like, I mean, because a lot of that stuff, it's like, you know, fashion is, woo, you know? Because if the crowd went woo in it, then it wouldn't be worth doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good slogan, isn't it? Mark, write that down. The crowd are wooing it, it's not worth doing it.
I kind of think that, you know, I always see fashion as art, right? So I think, you know, always in art, there's always political protests and that sort of thing. And I feel like while there could be, it could be mistaken as being taken as a little bit shallow, I think it's still putting it out there for people to think about. And that's kind of the key thing. So there's still, like, some people may not think about it in everyday life. And so even if you go, they're jumping on a bandwagon, some people are going to go, hey, hang on, what's the real message behind that? So
that's sort of how I feel about Starbucks. People just shuffle over Starbucks, hey? But at the beginning, their intentions were fairly good, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think like they just wanted to just make a decent sort of homely, warm. So I don't know. It's just, you know, it could be worse.
I do think that people start out with the best intentions, and it's not always their fault if it's misinterpreted. But
like they've turned a coffee enterprise into a robotic machine with no soul. There have been examples of really good. Do you remember Wild and Lethal Trash, that label?
No.
That was pretty cool stuff. And Gaultier's done some good stuff too. Like, just sort of like, you can do all that with be a bit more clever. You know, I kind of don't think you need to.
I think sometimes being like a little bit more understated is probably the way to go.
But you know what? This is what I've learned about fashion lately. he says wearing the same black t-shirt and shorts and top he's worn for 58 years. That what sells isn't necessarily the most creative or most interesting idea, is it?
No.
All you have to do is wander through the Britomart in the evening times and go, are you guys all wearing the same clothes? That's so weird. Well, t-shirt? Yeah, are you kidding?
It comes down to kind of tribes, really, isn't it? It's like people still some people want to be individual, but they're still within a tribe, and you don't really see truly individual people that often anymore.
No, you don't see people wearing a Dr. Seuss hat and a monocle and a pair of clogs and like a tiger tail, do you?
No,
that would
I
be
wish
unique.
I did. But not I did.
Depends what your day, you know, what you got to do that day, I suppose, with the monocles. Monocles aren't practical at all.
No. Actually. I'm still like in awe of the dude that I saw a couple of months ago walking around Onehunga in a onesie that was like a Tigger suit. And it was at about 11 o'clock at night. And he was just walking around Onehunga. It was so cool.
Do you know what? why not?
Yeah, you know, well, that's what I reckon.
Are you going to be? Are people going to bother you in a Tigger suit? Do you think, or maybe for photos or selfies? You're not going to get into bars, though, are you? You're not going to get into. Maybe he's a recovering alcoholic. Does try not to get into bars, and says it's his way of sort of.
Yeah, I tried to get into.
Maybe not.
I sort of tried to get into Callan Girls in the Mr. B suit. Didn't really work.
Yeah, and he's been banned from there for years. I don't even know if there's any clubs Mr. B can get into. Yeah, we've heard about where he is at the moment. You know where he is at the moment?
No.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you after this. Penny, what should we keep our eyes on in regards to this particular aspect of the wonderful world of
I think it's kind of like practicing what you preach. So if they're kind of if people are kind of going, hey, we're totally into feminism and we're doing this, then make sure that your workers are looked after.
And be prepared for people to go to do a bit of research and go back into your history too. And you better not be pulling the wool over our polyester over our or the polyester wool mix over our eyes.
Yeah, and it's about equality, you know, as well. So just like just making sure that you're practicing what you preach.
I could just see Tim from Project Runway saying that now.
Yeah.
It's about practicing what you preach.
Yes.
You have something on your shoe.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Wouldn't it be great to...